Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who you are? Actually, first, this is WMFO in Medford.
At 7:03 a.m.
Okay.
Now we can go to who I am.
This is a radio show. Who are you?
I'm Emma. Who are
Hi.
You?
My name is Nina.
What show is this?
It's called Ladies and Clocks. That took me a second. I'm not sure why. we can just keep rolling from
keep
there.
Going.
Power through that one.
It's 7 in the morning.
It's 7:03 in the morning. WMFO. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about the song that we just heard?
Yes. The song that we just heard was Dreaming by Blondie. What is our theme?
How much pants?
Exactly. With a question mark. Like, how much? It's a question that we're asking.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to clarify why I play that song.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So basically, the question is how much pants? And my answer is that my dream is like no pants for the summer. Emma's making really a face.
Maybe I'm just sad because remember our dream of just spending all summer just not
without
wearing
pants
on the porch.
On the porch.
And we never did that.
No. We haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay.
Big difference. Yeah. I just got two porches. Like, we're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Actions.
The porches are, yes. Like. My porch isn't really, our porch is sort of like falling apart at
you
my house.
You can come to my porch and we can take our pants off.
That's what I want anyway.
Just sit.
Yeah. when it's a warm, hot day. It's been kind of cold out too.
Yeah. I'm realizing now that we're talking about this, maybe we've actually talked about this like on the show already.
I think we have.
Which is maybe silly, but for all our listeners who are just here every week tuning in, to recap the plan that, like, the vision that sustained me at least through the end of the school year, and I think also everyone around me, because I only talked about that ever, that was the only thing I ever said.
Me too.
Was that once it was summer, we were going to be sitting in the blue light of evening wearing big t-shirts, no pants, on porches as, like, the warm breeze blew around and smelled really good, and, like, probably people were drinking, like, tea and, like, there were nice lights
iced
and
tea.
Had snacks.
Ooh,
yeah, Emma wanted popsicles.
I want a firecracker popsicle.
That we can still get for you.
I've never gotten a firecracker popsicle this summer.
Oh, you just had that realization, didn't you? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We can try to get you one.
Oh, and it's past the 4th of July. Are they even going to have them?
Yes. Yeah, yes. I want to say yes with a lot of certainty because you look upset.
I think it's a year-round thing because
I think you can get
people
them.
Always want to celebrate, like, red, white, and blue things, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably that's true.
Okay.
We can get them for you.
Popsicles. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my next goal.
Yeah. So anyway, this is all part of the dream, and I am still currently dreaming as Blondie's song. It's titled about making it happen. So my answer to the question, how much pants, the dream is hopefully not very much.
That's wonderful. That's like a very optimistic idea of it, too, of the question.
Yeah. Yeah. I have an optimistic playlist. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to play some songs?
Mine is
tell us how much pants.
Maybe the opposite of optimistic.
Oh, no. Is it? Oh, I think I maybe know why. Okay.
Okay.
Emma has a lot of her time when she, like, has to wear pants, which is my guess for where this is going.
Well, way to spoil my
sorry.
Entire
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Here we go.
Go for it.
Could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened Be a sad.
Hello.
Hi.
How much pants?
Sad pants.
That was a heartbreaking moment.
Yeah. So we heard two songs just now. The first one was called The Longest Time by Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. And I played that because it feels like forever that I have to wear pants in the lab because it's all summer.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay. I mean, it has been kind of cold recently, so I've been kind of liking the pants, actually. Mm-hmm. Also, The Longest Time can also be the length of my pants.
Yeah, that's my first thought was The Longest Pants.
Right.
Like, how much pants? So long of them.
Cover my legs so that I don't, like, if there's any chemical stuff, it's okay. But I've started doing this new thing where I wear sundresses and then sweatpants over them inside. And that leads me to my next song, which is called Sad Summer by Yeek. And it's kind of sad that I'm doing that because it's just kind of a weird look. And I'm walking around the whole building meeting people left and right, including lots of professors and everything. And I'm just like wearing a pair of like men's sweatpants because they have pockets and a little sundress. Mm-hmm. So looking ridiculous.
It's a look, honestly, whatever.
It is a look.
Yeah, you're running the show, you're doing the science, and you're wearing some clothes.
True.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of my more pessimistic take on this playlist, because I'm on the other end, maybe where I like have to wear them all summer. And it's warm out sometimes, but you know, that's okay, because eventually I'll want to wear pants again because it'll be cold.
Yeah.
Eventually I'll like be back in favor with pants. Mm-hmm. It's no, hard, pants though, will be back in favor with me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're the one in control here. You're the, I mean, yeah, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've maybe talked about this too. We should, I'm not sure, but the idea that we had at one point of having like the zip-off pant, like, you know those athletic pants where they have snaps down the side or something so you can rip them off when you're ready to run around the track or something?
Yes.
Like, there was a minute where we talked about some sort of concept that, like, in that vein.
Maybe I should look for some
for
today.
Your lab outfit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing, like, you're basically wearing shorts, but you can zip on bottoms or something when you have to go in.
The only problem with those kind of pants or the snap-on pants is I always just thought about this, like, in movies or, like, whenever people would always just, like, snap off their pants but for effect. But then, do you have to snap them back together, like, snap by snap?
You would probably look foolish, and that would be a little bit difficult. Like, kind of unwieldy. Like,
okay, well, I have to put them back on now.
So. Just give me, like, 10 minutes, guys. It's fine.
Yeah, so that's when it gets less cool, maybe. But it'd still probably be pretty cool. I mean, how can you not look cool in snap-on, snap-off pants?
One idea I have is, what if instead of snaps, it were magnets? So you just sort of, like, began to put them on, and they would, like, zoom.
That'd be wonderful.
Together.
But, like, what if...
Definitely not a flawless concept.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you could, like, really easily, like, be caught between the magnets and, like, get hurt.
I was just thinking maybe, like, a stronger magnet would come along and your pants would just, like, how much pants? No pants! That's my agenda.
All of a sudden, no one would be expecting it. Then.
Yeah.
Your pants are gone.
No, I'm not actually trying to help you out. My agenda is just, like, no pants.
Yeah. Because I feel like that could be, like, if I was a superhero who wore magnetic pants, I feel like that could really easily be, like, a supervillain. It's just, like,
no capes.
Kryptonite, like,
I have
a magnet, like, stronger than your pants.
Take, like, Emma's pants,
your power
and
is gone.
It's gonna be foolish, and I'm gonna win the superhero thing. Yeah.
So, villains listening, fooled you.
Ha! Get out of here. Stay away from Emma's pants.
Magnetic pants.
Rather sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I think we've come full circle with where
and we're
at
back.
With my...
So let's play some music. Thank you. Yep. I was like, what if we stopped talking? Me?
Yep.
Lucky. You.
The summer rain is coming down through the hole between our buildings. What a shame. All the hyacinth you're growing won't get any. Come down. You're so lovely when you do come down, down the stairs into my room. Come down. My bed is never warm without you.
Here
on Ladies and Clogs,
WMFO
in
Medford,
7:22:54
Yep.
AM.
Yep. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much pants is a question that I have for you.
Well, you also have the answer maybe with your songs. Do you want to talk about them?
Sure. You spun that one around nicely. Yeah. So the two songs that we just heard were in my thought process sort of like two sides of a coin of not wearing very many pants in the summer vision for the summer, mm-hmm. Which is my vision, as we already discussed. We went over that. So one is sort of like pro, other is like maybe a con of the scenario. Okay. So the first song we heard was by the Brother Brothers, and that song is called Summer Rain. And the idea is sitting on the porch or inside, summer, raining, no pants, sounds so great and nice. Maybe you want to go out and dance in the rain, then your pants aren't getting wet. You can just go dance. Or, I mean, maybe you're wearing some pants, just not very much pants.
Yeah, like shorts.
Like, yeah, shorts or whatever. Yeah. So that just seems really nice to me. Summer raining, not a lot of pants. It's great.
Yeah.
Potential downside includes getting bug bites on your legs, maybe, or
no.
Like, I don't know, other bites on it. I don't know, like a
black fly.
Ooh, yeah, black fly, definitely. No One time when I was little, my dear friend Julia was in like Western Mass with me and my family and got so many black fly bites all up and down her back that then I think this was in fourth grade, because I remember then going back to school and we would like
get excused from class to like go to the bathroom, and I would like help her put like anti-itch stuff on like all the black lemons on her back.
Oh my God.
And yeah, my grandmother was there and like always remembered her as like that little kid who got like so many black lemons. It was really cute. Also, ouch. Probably terrible, yeah. But I remember being like so fine and just being like, ooh, that's not fun.
Wow.
But anyway, sorry about sharing that one, Julia.
That's something that I should really think about, because I don't know why, but like bugs are just so just attractive to me. Like I always have so many mosquito bites and so many black fly bites. I think it's my blood type, maybe.
I hear you saying that, and I would like to ask a question, which is how come the ladybug landed on me on the walkover?
It's not all bugs. No, it's not kidding. Like beetle type bugs, okay? And you know what?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Whatever.
That was unnecessary. I apologize. What is your blood type?
I have no idea, actually. I just know that the bugs like
Is that
it.
A thing? That
to
bugs?
Not know?
No. I also don't know my blood type. Fun fact. I asked my parents and they don't know either. Yeah. So I feel like that's information I should figure out somehow.
That's what I was thinking too.
Also, is it a thing that bugs are attracted to different blood types?
I think so. Because also, is there wood around here? Knock on wood. I've never gotten bitten by a tick.
Oh.
And I live in an area where there are a ton of ticks. And
yeah.
A lot of my family members have gotten ticks. So I think that mosquitoes and black flies like my blood, but
not ticks.
Not ticks. Nice. I think that must be it, because there's no other reason, because I'm in the area exposed to all of those bugs.
Have you never found a tick on you, or you've never gotten like Lyme disease?
I've never found a tick on me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah. I feel like that wasn't real wood that I just knocked on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a scary.
I just did it. It's fine, everyone.
Yeah.
Phew.
We're good.
But yeah, I don't know. And maybe that's just like me not noticing them. But like I've also never got any sickness from them. But I like always get really like a ton of mosquito bites.
Yeah. So I feel like I maybe am the opposite. Like I get some mosquito bites, but not that many or not so many that it's like super noticeable and awful. But I have definitely found ticks on me before. And one time when I was very little, I started to get Lyme disease, but then I got medicine. So that's it was fine, luckily. But
yeah,
I've definitely
know.
Found ticks on myself before.
Which is better, because they're both kind of powerful and dangerous and mean. Either kind of bug giving you any kind of thing. Yeah.
Just to take it back real quickly to make sure I get it in there, to clarify, the second song that we heard was called Biting My Leg, and that was by Amy O. So there we go.
Nice. Okay.
Excellent.
Speaking of walking through fields where there might be potential bugs and you're not wearing pants, should I read our little PSA?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. This is a PSA called Walking is Good Exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I think that is important to learn walking. I just thought of a new career for myself. What if I could be like one of the walkers that they like test this, what a healthy adult can walk?
Oh.
Because I've always thought
about
that.
Yeah, I have a lot. I have some questions and maybe critiques about
because also
that PSA.
Different places, like Google Maps has done this to me before, where they're like, this will take you this long to walk here. And I'm just like...
Yeah, it does not take me at least 45 minutes to walk to Harvard Square.
How do you know how long it takes me to walk? You don't know the length of my legs.
Does it usually take you longer or shorter than Google Maps says it will?
I've only used Google Maps the one time and I got lost, so I have no idea.
Okay.
Even with Google Maps, I still get lost.
I find, for me at least, it's usually a relatively good estimate, but often I'm like slightly faster. Like, it definitely doesn't take me 45 minutes to get to Harvard Square from here.
Really?
It takes me like maybe 25 or 30.
Oh gosh. Well, I might be a slower walker. I'd like to think that it's probably also too long for me, but now that I'm thinking about it, no idea if I'm a fast or slow walker. I've always thought of myself as a fast walker, and everyone else has always thought of me as a slow walker.
No, you are kind of a fast walker. I feel like sometimes I see you walking and you're like really going.
Well,
and I'm like, there's
I bounce
Emma.
When I'm walking fast, I like really bounce. So I've had people like point me out because I like...
they're like, there's Emma, booking it to somewhere because you got stuff to do.
Yeah, I think that's usually because I'm running by that point.
That's true.
I don't know why I do this to myself, but I always think I'm going to be late to things, so I always literally run there, and then I'm always early and just sweaty and out of breath.
Oh.
So
that's a tough balance.
I'm sorry if like many people in my life have met me just like sweaty and out of breath from running to not be late to meet you.
That's fair. But you're on time, which is honestly very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, except when I've started sort of being late to everything.
Also a thing that happens sometimes.
So I have to decide, maybe a balance, maybe just like leaving myself enough time
to walk. Like 3 extra minutes.
Yeah. So we'll
things
see
to think what about.
I do. Yeah,
perhaps.
I think I'll probably end up doing both for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So you'll never know if I'm going to be on time or late.
Keep the people on their toes.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah, don't make anything easy for everyone.
No.
Keep them guessing additionally about
how much pants. I can even help you guess more about how much pants.
Yeah, that was not necessarily a subtle transition. Would you like to play some songs?
Yeah.
Go for it. No, we're good. Sorry.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams, paper dreams, honey. Yeah. So won't you go far? Tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better. Don't believe. Hey,
was cooking, but the calendar one is earning. That this young man saw. Oh, mama, I don't believe in it at all. Angel wings tied to memories, they'll never fly for you and I. Angel wings tied to melody. Oh, mama, I just don't believe.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back to Ladies and Clogs on WMFO in Medford.
We're here, 7:37. How much pants?
Well, I can tell you through song. The first
song
we heard.
Sing now. That's what that means.
Oh, gosh. The first song we heard was She Moves in Her Own Way by the Kooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my reasoning for this was, I think I was talking about myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, is she you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which maybe was like a vain way to do this playlist, mm-hmm. but mostly about me today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In my songs. And I was thinking, you know, when I have to wear pants, everything, I'm doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm moving in my own way against everyone
with
else
the
in the summer.
Oh.
with the sweatpants yeah. and dresses. But the other way that I took that was She Moves in Her Own Way being I usually don't like wearing pants. And I feel like a lot of people do like pants, and I'm usually more into dresses or not pants. So
not pants.
Take that any way you want to, everyone.
Yeah.
And then the other song that we heard was Mama, I Don't Believe by the Avett Brothers. And you know, I don't know, my mom would always like know more about what the weather was going to do than I did.
Mm.
And sort of would be like, hey, maybe you should be wearing pants today and not this. Like,
and you're like, Mama, I don't believe I need
shorts.
To do that.
Yep.
And
is that? Yeah, I was just like, never listened. But you know what? Mm-hmm. She was always right.
Did your mom ever do the thing where you're wearing either more or less pants or like an extra sweater or something, and she then goes like, I'm hot just looking at you, or like, I'm cold just looking at you, as if the amount of clothing that you're wearing was influencing her body temperature?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My mom does that all the time.
I feel like I've probably done that before too, actually.
I think I do that too.
People, I'm like, wow, you're only wearing a t-shirt, like, I'm cold just looking at you, and then people are just like,
and you're like, sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're like,
I'm doing it anyway.
Like, well, sorry, my
mom jokes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that song, and mm-hmm. Mama, you were probably always right, so sorry about...
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like sometimes I would do it on purpose, though, to be, like, defiant to the weather.
I totally did the thing where I would think I didn't need a coat or that I... Whatever, and then my mom would say, you probably want a jacket, like, it's kind of cold, and I'd be like, no, I'm going to be fine, and then I would get cold, but would have to stick with it, and be like, I'm so fine, like, this is great, I didn't want any pants anyway.
Yep. For me now... I used to wear like one weather inappropriate outfit per season usually. So in the middle of the winter, I'd be like, you know what?
Like you gave yourself like a freebie or like it happened by accident?
I was like, I have to do this.
Oh, okay.
And I'd be like, weather, this may be wrong, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm wearing sandals and shorts in the winter.
What?
It has to be like one surprising day where I was just like,
you know what?
Yeah. And then nowadays, now that I'm older and it's just, like colder, I always bring like
older and
10
colder.
Extra layers. That's why like, I'm usually carrying around sweatpants. And like two sweaters.
I hate being cold. So I always have like, in the summer, it's sometimes a baseball hat, but often it's like a beanie still. But I always have a hat because I lose a lot of heat from my head and or get sunburns on my scalp. So I need some sort of layer. But also often I'll have socks. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm wearing sandals.
Oh.
Especially during the spring when I'm not sure how I want it to be warm enough for sandals, but maybe it's not going to be. I often have a pair of socks in my backpack.
I also really like being cozy, so exactly. I always bring extra sweaters, and then I like put them on, and I'm sort of in the summer like a little sweaty because I'm not supposed to be wearing a lot of sweaters, but I'm just like, but I'm so cozy.
Exactly.
So
get cozy every day.
A big sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, you are.
It's not the right temperature for it outside, but inside my heart.
Oh, well, it's right. You're cozy.
Yeah, I'm not cold in my heart, I promise. Just cozy.
You started talking, and halfway through the sentence, Emma's face just sort of like, oh no, I realize what I'm saying. Like, hold on, this is going to get misinterpreted. You're like, oh wait, this is weird. You have to keep going.
Cozy in my heart. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song?
Perhaps.
Tunes?
Let's do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. No problem. Don't even worry about it. No worries. How much pants?
All the things I've done, and looking back now, I may have been wrong, but I did it my own stubborn way. Only way I knew how. And since then I've taken some blame for my faults, but there's so many inside all of these bloody vaults, it's almost impossible.
Seems like the right thing to do. window that one hot summer night, and I made a move.
Here.
Yeah,
and
we are.
Ooh. We're talking about pants.
Mm-hmm.
And something I'm thinking about is not so much my question is, has evolved from how much to why and how.
Oh. Wow.
As in, like, where did pants come from? We don't need to go down this road, but I'm just realizing, like, who came up with that? Like, at what point were people like, we should
put on clothes?
Well, when are we going to start putting on clothes? Although that makes some sense, because it's like maybe you want, like, you're cold or something, or like things are sharp, whatever. There are chemicals. You need to protect your legs from bromine, etc. But also, at what point were they like, we should do pants specifically as opposed to skirts, or like, and like, when, because it's like in a lot of, yeah. I have a lot of questions. There's a lot of no one easy answer, because everyone's doing a different thing in different places and different times and parts of the world and stuff. But what? Those are my questions.
I just quickly Googled history of pants.
Wow. That was quick.
It was a really quick Google.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came up, Google sometimes does this thing where they just like,
oh, they just tell you the answer, like in big.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's from Trousers and History from Fact Monster. So take that as you will. But it
Monsters
says,
of facts.
In Roman Greece, women and men wore tunics. In the 4th century, women in the Western world wore pants, which they adapted from the Persians. At that time, pants were considered unmanly. But by the Middle Ages in Europe, women were wearing dresses and men were wearing breeches.
Yeah, so that honestly doesn't answer any of my questions. Not that, which was like, I realized that was like super aggressive and rude sounding. More just like that.
Okay, maybe
it
not
just begins
of pants, but
to
like. Who invented pants?
Also an option we could ask. But yeah, no, that I feel like all of that response kind of throws into sharper relief, like all the questions I'm asking. Who?
Jacob W. Davis.
What? Like, no!
There's a picture of him. That's all I got. Just a name.
Okay, he did not invent pants. That dude did not invent pants. Pants definitely came around before him. And
this is also called trousers, so I don't know.
Maybe he coined that. Okay, yeah, I have a lot of questions, and I don't think they're. We
first
don't have time.
First pants worn by horse riders 3,000 years ago. Whoa!
Pants worn by horses.
Yep, horses invented them.
Honestly, I believe that Davis did. That's just not true. That's not. I mean, and like, what is historical fact? But that's not it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, definitely not crediting pants to like Greece, because Greece gets too much credit for everything.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, just a weird concept, but it's stuck around. Anyway, the songs that we heard. The first one was by Town Hall, and it was called "Small" because the pants you should be wearing in the summer on the porch, it got to be small.
Yeah.
Not very much pants. Woo. Is a goal. It's a tenuous connection there. Mm-hmm. And then the second song we heard was by That Dog, and that was called "One Summer Night." Because again, I'm really stuck on this like single vision of us summer evening, not a lot of pants on the porch.
Sounds
one
wonderful.
Summer night, 100 summer nights. You know, let the dreams live.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thanks. Do you want to play a song and then we can talk a little more, or we can just like keep questioning pants for 4 minutes?
I can play a song
whatever you
want to
do
a little bit if
okay.
you want.
I would like that.
Okay.
Where did pants come from? How much? Emma will tell us.
I'm in my penthouse half naked. I cook this meal for you naked.
Where the hell you at? It's just one shot left of this drink in this glass. Don't make me break it. Wish that you were me, so you can feel this feeling. I never broke one promise, and I know when you're not honest. Now you got me yelling. That's because I'm jealous. Take one look in the mirror and I say to myself, baby girl, you can't survive like this. Taking one step back, freak them dress out my closet. Beyonce filling out this skirt. I look damn good, I ain't lost it. And I ain't missed the beat, boy, you been hanging out at night. Tonight I'm staying out to tomorrow. Dancing on them tables, I ain't got no cares, no sorrows. I ran into my ex, said what up to his besties. Now we reminiscing how we used to flex in Texas. Don't be jealous.
That was called Jealous by Beyonce.
Nice.
And I originally chose it because I was jealous of all the people who don't have to wear pants. Mm. But also, she's not wearing pants in the song. So
she's in her penthouse.
As Nina pointed out. So,
if you keep your promise to not wear pants on the porch with me this summer, and I'll keep mine to also do that.
Excellent.
Great. Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Love it. Yeah. No
so
pants.
I think we've come to the conclusion. Yeah. And we came to this conclusion independently because our only theme was just how much pants.
It was really a question. It was how much pants, ?
And I'm glad we have the same opinion. I was worried we wouldn't, mm-hmm. but I think we're both just like pants
consensus,
equals out.
Not that much pants. Ideally, yeah. Minimal.
Yeah.
I think is the goal. Yeah.
Okay, if you gave me this theme in like the dead of winter though, I might.
Oh. I agree.
I think changing my mind. But with like those 90-degree days we've been having.
And sunlight, etc. Yeah. I think, and for me at least, what comes along with not very much pants is like a lot of shirt. Like large sweatshirt or like what you were saying, cozy sweatshirts or like large t-shirts. And then not a, like small pants.
I've been doing this thing though where sometimes I like wear big shirts and small shorts pants. And then people don't think I'm wearing any pants, which is... Like, while I think that's okay,
the dream. No,
yeah, no, like, I think that's
but
fine.
But also, I mean, it depends.
But it depends on when I'm out in sometimes I'm just like, I promise I'm wearing them.
It's, yeah. To clarify, my vision of not a lot of pants is pretty much like in and around like my home and or maybe like a field, but there may be bugs biting my leg as we discussed.
Ouch.
So,
but yeah.
Yeah, it's not really like my outfit for like out and about or like going to work or anything is gonna be not a lot of pants. Then I think I want like a normal amount of pants.
Then I think I tuck my shirt in a little bit so that they can see. And or sometimes I just go, I promise I'm wearing pants, and just like lift
just
up my
yell.
Big shirt.
Just be like, they're here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
pants
what I do.
Yeah.
Just so that everyone knows and feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you want to be comfortable, but you want other people to also be comfortable. Yeah, just a life lessons here from WMFO in Medford.
And Ladies and Clogs Radio.
Exactly. It's 7:56 in the morning.
On WMFO in Medford.
Exactly. We just yawned at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to leave in a moment, in about 3.5 minutes. Maybe hear one more song before we go. Would you like to do that one? Or I can. One song that was on my playlist that we're not going to get to. But so last week we were talking about how I learned the word for the smell after it rains.
Oh, yeah.
Which I then forgot, I think, to say on the air. Mm-hmm. It's petrichor. I realized I already knew a song called that, and I was just like, he made up this name.
Wow.
But I was going to maybe play a song by Carter Moulton called petrichor, because just to throw it back from last week. But anyway.
Do you want to play that?
No, I don't. It's fine. I just saw it and then remembered that I forgot the word last week. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you remembered, and I'm glad that I know it now, too.
Yeah. Mm. Fun facts. Also, speaking of last week, so we were talking about what plant or what herb we would be.
Yeah.
Hannah, thank you, Hannah. I hope your data entry is going well. Mm-hmm. Additionally, suggested mint for me, which I feel positively about.
Yeah.
Just to be a little bit of, like, self-congratulatory. Yeah. I was like, that feels good. Wow, thanks. That felt good when they said it, and feels good now too.
I'm not sure about mine.
You said lavender.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that fits.
I like that though. You did? I think it fits well.
Okay.
But I don't know. You can be whatever you want to be.
I think it fits too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you play us a final song?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then we're going to leave. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thank
How much
you.
Pants? Not a lot.
Not a lot. So my song is Maybe the Last Time by Ndidi Oh. And I think this is the last time I'll wear pants because I've been convinced.
Then we're done.
Yep.
Done with this stuff.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
This may be the last time. 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 This may be the last time we walk together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time we walk together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time. 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 I don't know. This may be the last time we sing together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time we sing together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time. 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 I don't know. This may be the last time together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time we bow together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time. This may.